Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. It is absolutely gorgeous out. And, of course, we don't usually like to talk about this, but it's just too perfect.
It's been nice. It should be nice. I'm James, by the way.
And I'm Kevin. And I believe this is Mocha Gumbo.
No. No, this is the new show where you're not in it, and
I'm dead, yeah. And I should die.
No. You can live your life, just not here.
Okay. It's one of those weird days where there's sort of like a. Hold on, I sound really awful chewing on this. I'll get rid of it in a second.
It's the Julian complex.
Julian complex.
If you're listening, Julian, I hate you.
Yeah, we hate you, Julian. It's one of those
I've been roasting Julian recently.
Julian's been roasted since he got out of the womb.
Oh God, no! It's just like, I was mid roast during the before class period, like you know that 5 minutes or so before class, mm-hmm. and we're joking around, and I start roasting him, and he roasts me, and then I am in the middle of a roast, and he goes, "Oh, all right, James," and I was like, "Oh wow,
yeah,
fighting back."
I don't think I've gone a day since I met him without giving him some sort of slight.
I love him though.
You know,
he's a good
leveling
kid.
Him. Yeah, but that's why he's too good of a sport. When you're too tolerant, you just become.
That's also fair.
I think everyone plays that role with someone. I know I play with my family. Like I used to just take the hits. And then they're like, he can handle it. And then I'm like, oh, damn.
And then you just kind of siphon all the all the negative. Like, you're mad? Just roast Kevin.
Yeah, right? Just call up your friend and be like, yeah, I'm just going to ruin your life and knock you down a few notches for a while. It's one of those days right now on campus where there's like just a euphoria about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first thing I saw when I got out of class in the afternoon was you see all the tricycles?
Yeah, that's the Delt guys.
Are those the Delt guys? Yeah, all the tricycles going around. Of course, it's the Delt guys.
Right. I was thinking about having the race that we're doing tomorrow on the quad. I think that'd be hilarious. And then we were thinking about doing it like as a thing where other organizations can join and stuff like that. I think it would be a good idea, but some people are worried about how like participation would be and all. So
I
think people like. From what I've been hearing, people thought it was hilarious and people really enjoyed watching that happen.
It was very funny, yeah. It turned a lot of heads and people were smiling. But, what do you mean involved? Like, people could just sign up for it? I think it'd be a great idea to have races.
Other Greek organizations or something like that.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, and like each one could give a pair and then we could do different heats and then people could, like, bet in quotation marks on.
I like how it's just Greek organizations because my favorite part about Greek organizations is that they're inclusive,
so inclusive
and they include all of the campus community. I love that about Greek organizations.
I mean, like you, it's really just like politics and semantics, and it's all social politics, really.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be opposed to making it open to the public, but like it would be
no, but they're a bunch of plebs.
Well, no. I mean, each tricycle is $80-some-odd, so...
Those are heavy-duty tricycles.
They are expensive. They are very expensive. So.
Yeah, they're not... When Julian mentioned something about this, you know, this race, and I thought they were going to be, like, Fisher-Price, you know, like, Tyke.
No, they are heavy.
They look like Mad Max, like, tricycles. Like
I'll show
apocalyptic.
I'll show you a gif of a kid drifting into his garage on our break, but it's incredible the stuff you can do with them. They're high-tech tricycles, like the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, they look, at first, I was like, there's some tricycles, but they're like black, you know?
Yeah.
They're like spray painted, and they're actually quite mean. Speaking of tricycles, I was having this debate with my dad a few weeks ago. Have you ever seen, I asked him, you know, would you ever get a Harley?
Okay.
And he was like, no, you know, they're very dangerous. I was like, would you ever get one of those three-wheelers, you know? And he's like, no. I'm like, oh, because they're dangerous? He's like, no, they just, you know, they look look terrible.
Oh, yeah.
They look, like, you know, they just look awful. A lot of people, though, like the aesthetic. I think it's called the spider. You know what I'm talking about? It's like it's like a three-wheeler. It's got two wheels on the back and then an elongated body and one wheel on the front.
Oh, yeah, like the capped wheels in the back.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't like it at all.
Like a dragster kind of motorcycle.
Yeah, it's
that's
weird
really
looking.
Sketchy.
And I don't know what, you know, they must sell well because I've seen plenty of them. I'm just not a big fan of them.
I don't know. I can appreciate them, but I would never ride a motorcycle. I don't have the coordination for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, me neither.
I barely have the coordination to drive my own car.
Or and that's walk. Got four wheels and perfect, you know,
yeah,
distribution of weight. A motorcycle, if you cough too heavily,
oh, yeah,
you're shifting your center of gravity.
You're in a moving tightrope. Yeah. Is basically what a motorcycle is.
Oh, man. What has gone on in the past? We're coming up to next week will be our last show. You're coming up to the end of the semester. This is our second to last, with accompanying weather. I feel like we've accomplished quite a bit this year.
We've come a long way from the brink.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
It was struggling there for a while.
You mean when I didn't talk over you?
Yeah,
or
that
like
was bad.
To you at all?
Yeah. That, well, see. It takes a while. Once you reel, eventually, after I think it's about two shows, you go, oh, he's not going to shut up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's not a bad thing either. It's just like
how it works.
Yeah, that's the way you are.
You have to keep talking on radio.
Oh, no. No, I didn't mean that
jerk.
As an insult to you.
Yeah, that's just you.
No,
just
I mean,
that
you have,
guy.
You have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
I can't have just my thoughts flow cohesively. In this endless stream of consciousness or unconsciousness.
Well, that's why the two-person show method is great, and I don't get people who do one. It's really hard, but I hate that feeling. You know, this feeling is the worst. Ready? yeah, that's funny. That is that is the word. Like, did you feel that?
It was thick. That
right?
Awkward.
Yeah, you're like, someone pick up the slack.
Yeah, it's. I feel like that's a lot in texting. Is almost all that. It's someone trying to salvage a conversation. If you aren't engaged in a very, for lack of a better word, engaging conversation, right?
Uh-huh.
Then it's always one side trying to salvage it and continue it.
Right.
But there's always one party that. If the conversation isn't particularly interesting, that is trying to disengage.
I totally, yes.
But
that's why I honestly, I hate, there are so many ways to communicate so rapidly and so constantly. Mm-hmm. And I don't, now people just, it used to be like in the 1700s, there'd be a maestro and he'd be like, please take this in good haste to Westboro.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd be like, yes, my lord. And it would be like a really important, well-scripted letter. And it was of necessity. Now it's just like, you know, you've got your little magic phone that shoots waves of light
into the cyberspace,
into the cyberspace and sends messages. And you just make stuff up. Like, you know, like, hey, did you hear about Celine Dion's ankle injury? Like,
oh my god, that was awful. All of the news yesterday. Thank you for bringing it. I forgot about that.
It's just so dumb, the stuff we try to say now. There's nothing has import anymore, you know?
Yeah, no, that's fair. It's like, sometimes I just text my roommate and be like, where are you at? Yeah. Like, I'm bored. And with no relevancy. Like, he doesn't care that I'm bored.
Huh.
He's doing his own thing.
Well, the other thing is, it's not like, a conversation isn't a commodity anymore. It's not.
Fair, yeah.
It's not like you call up someone and it's you haven't really talked to them in a while. You can talk to them whenever now, you know. But there's no storytelling is so boring now because you can do it whenever.
Oh yeah.
So like, there's no pent up. Like I imagine, like 40, 50 years ago, hearing about someone, you know, someone's flight delay for 40 minutes and they missed their cab was like a story, like wow.
Oh yeah. I mean,
and now someone tells you, like, yeah, I don't know, I saw an egret the other day land on my back and it lifted me up into the sky, and they're like, yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, you told me about it as it was happening. You were like, yeah. No, I just got picked up by an egret. Like,
there's no it's not special anymore. So we just like make up, and the little tidbits I think of to, because conversation can happen at any time, whenever you want, it's nobody cares. Like, you're like, all right, if I don't want to talk to this piece of you, I'll text them tomorrow. I don't feel like talking to them right now.
Yeah, starting and ending conversations over text is like, the worst thing ever. Because how do you... Starting a conversation over text is, like a long-winded one.
Mm-hmm.
You want to catch them with a hook like you would an essay or a composition, you know, right? But any conversation is the worst. Ending a conversation is literally the worst. How do you end conversations over text?
Yeah.
Does it just kind of happen naturally? Like, if
Right, someone just ejects.
Yeah, we have, like, in-person conversation. If I don't want to talk to you anymore, I can just do this. I just walk away.
And I know, yeah. It's not like I'm sitting here just kind of scheming.
Yeah, I'm not waiting for you for 5 minutes, ghosting me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I see, like, physically that you've heard what I've said, unless you didn't. And then I'm trying to elicit a response from you.
Uh-huh.
But you can't just stare at them. You can do that when you're texting. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, I just don't find texts engaging.
That's
because
valid.
There's half of the fun of a conversation is the inflection. Like,
and
when I read it, most people, when they read, they probably give some life to it, which is funny because I'm half English
major. Do you read
major.
Things in your own voice?
Of course I do. I love my voice. No, I don't.
I knew you were self-centered.
But no. I don't know. I just read them. But I don't give any life to a text message. Like, if I see... except my mother. Let me be clear.
Okay.
My mom has a fantastic way of turning the most mundane thing into a... Just brings it to life.
Okay, yeah.
Throws, like, 40 of the crying smiley emojis in there. A bunch of hearts.
Oh, no.
On my birthday, she'll, like, go through her entire war chest of emojis and just throw rainbows and stuff
no.
in there.
Oh, no. That's ridiculous.
You know, like... Other than that, though, I just read things from anyone, and it's just... hey, I saw... Julie today. Great. Like, I don't... There's nothing there.
Yeah. The problem with that is that I'm at a weird spot with emojis where I think they're necessary sometimes to elicit that kind of emotion,
mm-hmm.
but I also hate them entirely.
They're awful.
Like, I don't like using them. I use the sarcastic woman one, the
uh-huh.
and then I use... sometimes I use one to show how upset I am with something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of my recent ones are upset. Or the one where it's the big toothy smile,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The ha! Like, that's it. That's all I use. Why? Okay. So, I've had an argument with my friend for the last 3 years. Can you explain to me why there are 4 different emojis for mailboxes, right? It's a closed one,
mm-hmm.
an open one, a closed one with a flag up, an open one with a flag up. You know what they don't have?
What?
A single giraffe. They are missing so many animals. They have 4 different padlocks. They have 4 different mailboxes. It's ridiculous. Just look, like, just look at all the emojis that exist sometimes, and you think, why? Why do we have these? I don't need these.
You know what's scary? I just got my phone recently decided to not work.
Okay.
So I picked up the Samsung Galaxy S7 because we had an upgrade.
Oh, new sponsor. Great.
Yeah. Brought to you by Samsung.
Thanks, Samsung.
And I realized as I was typing, every now and then I would type a word and it would highlight it in gray.
Mm-hmm.
So I would type cool or mostly nouns. So like chicken, I don't know, water, rain, stuff like that.
Okay.
It would highlight the word and then ask me, do you want to replace this with an emoji?
Oh, yeah.
That means...
It's so annoying.
Gradually, I think... I imagine in, like, 10 years, I won't even have to say, do you want to go to the park? I will show a picture of me...
series of emojis.
And you, an arrow, a park, and then it'll be like... It's weird. We're coming full circle. We're going
back to
hieroglyphics.
I knew exactly where you were going with
They're
that.
Not
going
to be written on cave walls. They're just going to be written on, you know... 3x4 LCD displays.
Okay, here. I have this for reference.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just take a look at like this whole plethora? Just like scroll to the left of it.
All right, just for the viewer, the listeners at home.
Like just
I'm currently holding his phone.
Point out anything you think is just incredible.
Okay, let's see what things don't need to be here. Well, for one, the entire astrological calendar doesn't need to be here and
yes.
all the symbols because that's voodoo magic, and if you believe in it, you're a psychopath.
Yeah. Thanks, horoscopes.
Let's see what's here. Well, all right, so this is practical, but let's be honest. How many consumers are so faithful to their brand that every time they say, for example, Pepsi, they're going to put the little trademark
Oh, yeah, the trademark, yeah.
Oh,
God.
I don't understand what I'd use the solid black circle for.
Oh, all the shapes and the it's right here. Here, let me show you my favorite.
Wow, this is incredible. They have probably about 20 different variations of a clock face showing approximately 20 different times.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just look, why would you ever use that?
Yeah, I know.
Why would you use an analog clock face to say, why don't we get lunch in an hour? Or at 2:30? Wow.
Hey, do keep in mind that there are no giraffes in the emoji library. Like,
there is every flag of every country.
That I kind of understand.
There are, I think, 5 different cityscapes?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
Thanks, Apple.
Yeah, thank you, Apple.
Also, we're sponsored by Apple now.
I don't know.
It's insane. Oh, also, God. Let's just... Last bit on this, because this is getting stale. 12 different trains. Yeah, thanks.
12 different... Are they all different parts of a train?
No, it's 4 different trains with 3 different views. One of them is the front of the train, one of them is a side view, and one of them is the back of the train. Why?
Oh, man.
Why do we need this?
We don't. We don't need that. All right. We are coming up to 17 minutes. Going on 17 minutes. It is beautiful out, so I have a song that I'd like to play.
Yeah, sure. Do you want to play it first, or?
Actually, no, you do something first.
Yeah, that way we can cross, yeah.
But, I'm gonna go to, I'll look it up while you're doing your thing, but tell me what you got on board, and then I'll load up mine.
Alright, so, let's do, have we played I Wear Glasses?
Yes, we have.
How about Full Time?
Nope.
Let's do Full Time by Leland.
Full Time by Leland. All right, so we will be right back. Stay with us. Enjoy the music. Enjoy the weather. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Drinks down by the beach house in those LA summers. We'll have our scarves on so we can stay warm through the New York winters. No, these are all the tonight. I wanna ride full time, ride full time. See your sweet face in the morning light. I wanna ride full time, ride full time. It's the kind of love that saves you, the kind of love you don't want to ever let go. I'm not looking for a cameo tonight. Me with my favorite coffee from Cafe Rosa. I'll get a tattoo to show I love you, even when we're older. In my head, I'm floating, 'cause I know you. These are all the tonight. I wanna ride full time, ride full time. See your sweet face in the morning light. I wanna ride full time, ride full time. It's the kind of love that saves you, the kind of love you don't want to ever let go. I'm not looking for a cameo tonight. I wanna ride full time. Time, yeah. Time.
think too long, beat my horn if you're listening. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Each day it is retreat. Seems like yesterday your eyes crack this way. Into my soul you stared and broke down every fear. We built our own house on house with our hands over our hearts. And we swore on that day fall apart. We built our own house on house with our hands over our hearts. And we swore on that day that it'll never fall apart. We'll never fall apart. We'll never fall apart. With our hands over our hearts. We'll never. To the sun, clouds always come undying. You give the light I need, like water to a sea. Waited in a tale, one to talk to be real, and prove me wrong it seems. A heart can truly claim. We've been our own over our hearts, and we swore on that day that it'll never fall apart.
You are listening to WJRH. Yeah. Well.
Okay. All right.
So I tried to do the re-intro.
Yeah.
Let me try that again. You guys are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is still Mocha Gumbo. I'm still James, I think.
And I'm still Kevin.
For a second there, I turned into a blathering, like, blob.
Be able to do that, that's all, folks.
I kind of threw you last second.
That's fair.
Hey, you want to do the... You're like,
It's like, Every time I do that.
So funny. It was really a good moment. So, I feel like, what were we talking about before we left the break? Because I had... before we went to break, because I had thoughts on it.
It was after texting. I always hate trying to find out what... Like, I hate going back to old threads, you know what I mean? In a conversation.
Oh, yeah. Least. My ex-girlfriend, this was, I think it was sophomore year, junior year of high school. her and her mother had this incredible power where they could be talking about something, right? So, like, oh, so I picked up the cheese from Wegmans, blah, 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 blah. And then they would get sidetracked for, I swear, half an hour. And go on to talk about politics, you know, news,
yeah,
religion, whatever.
Kind of,
and then all of a sudden, after 45 minutes, would go, and it was the most bizarre thing ever. So anyway, yeah, I got the cheese from Wegmans. And like,
oh my god.
Seamlessly like that.
That's
it was
ridiculous.
Crazy. Yeah. I couldn't, like, that's why the show is structured the way it is, because I can't.
Not at all, you mean?
Yeah. He's like, I can't remember. I don't even remember what I say 20 seconds prior. So if I lose the very shaky and already unstable tracks on this train of thought, it's
you're not getting anywhere. Yeah. It's insane. Speaking of tracks, we talked about the trolley problem briefly in CS today. That was fun.
The ethics problem where you redirected it.
Yeah.
What's your answer?
I don't know. I've been frequenting this one site that writes like sort of satire. But also, not. I'm not even sure of the seriousness of the posts. But it's the one I liked the most recently was it was the trolley problem, but in different scenarios. So I could find it later. But it's like additions or changes to the trolley problem that make it. I really can't do it justice from my memory.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
But I can look at it later while we're on a different subject. But
sure.
That whole, I like ethics, right? Ethics is an interesting kind of school of thought. But I also dislike, at the same time, that there is no correct answer, and that you have to be, like, someone is grading you. How do you grade an ethics paper? Right?
Well, yeah. Well, that's the problem with all
or philosophy
papers. Well, philosophy, there are some rigid, you know, forms of philosophy. You don't just get to go, well, what is thought? Are we even here? Like, you have to. Philosophy, the arguments can be credible. And there can be loopholes in your argument that are give you the glaring omissions that'll ruin the whole thing. Ethics, I took environmental ethics 2 semesters ago.
Environmental ethics?
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, it's dealing with problems like pollution, rights, interesting stuff. But things like the trolley problem, I don't entertain it. For those of you who don't know, the basic gist of it is that, what is it? You've got a trolley, runaway trolley. You got a trolley and a track, right? You've got X amount of people. How many people is it on one track?
I think it's 3 on the one that it's going to, but you can pull the lever and change it to one person.
Right. So the question is, you know, what is the ethical thing to do in this situation?
Hmm. Do you want me to read one of the trolley problems? I found it, by the way.
All right. I don't know if people are going to care. I care, but let's go.
This
for
one
it.
Is called the cancer caper.
All right.
There is an out-of-control trolley speeding towards 4 workers. 3 of them are cannibalistic serial killers. One of them is a brilliant cancer researcher. You have the ability to pull a lever and change the trolley's path so it hits just one person. She is a brilliant cannibalistic serial killing cancer researcher who only kills lesser cancer researchers. 14% of these researchers are Nazi sympathizers, and 25% of them don't use turning signals when they drive. Speaking of which, like, how ridiculous is that?
That's good. I like that.
Like, there are so many of these.
Well, that's the problem with ethics. I mean, and that's what I hate about a lot of philosophy. As fun as it is, it's usually just a bunch of it's mental I don't know how to phrase this poetically.
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying. It's, you know, it's mental gratification.
Yeah.
And it's nobody comes out of it like, yep, there we go. Alright, that's lunch. We got it. You know? That's why occasionally I like to throw in my courses something concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Like, economics is a little concrete. Like, I even thought of, you know, doing just taking Calc 2, right? No.
Calc 2 is the worst calc.
Well, right, but I just need something to ground me.
Oh, you want something to root you into not necessarily
reality.
I was going to say reality, but more so like the hard, like a truth.
Yeah. I don't have to, like, in Calc, I don't have to ask every time I answer a question, well, are we even, is the world subjective? Is the reality that I'm perceiving like?
Yeah, it's
just like nope. Just answer the what's the number?
Yeah, in the ethics discussion, we had the ethics. It was like a soft. It was a you're a software engineer who is developing a software for a company that collects the names of people who have recently received large sums of money, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you can sell these lists, presumably to corporations or thieves, right? So one of the main arguments was that why don't we just make it such that you can opt out of the list, and then the corporations won't be able to utilize that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then my argument, because I was playing devil's advocate as I usually do, was that then you're that's unethical because you're intentionally selling a software that doesn't actually do anything, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's unethical to the company's point of view, even though the companies may be using it to, not extort, but you know what I mean, to take advantage of these people. Like, oh, hey, check out these great new deals that you can purchase with your newly acquired wealth, right?
Yeah.
Let's put that, so. Hold on. Because ethics does have the good and the bad, but sometimes the bad guy can be a victim of an unethical act by someone who's inherently good. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Well, and there's problems, like there is for any school of thought, where you have to establish assumptions. But in some disciplines, the assumptions are more feasible. Like, well, the basic assumption in science is empiricism. What I see is what I get. What I observe is what is. Unless we're talking quantum physics, and I don't know anything about that.
Quantum physics is the go-to, I am a very smart person kind
right.
of thing.
But, like, the basic assumption is empiricism there. And in ethics, just the assumptions are wild. It's just, like, you shouldn't... Human beings are... Don't kill anyone. Like, it's...
Like you should assume you... that's philosophy. But, yeah.
But you're... Basically, either your assumptions are null or whatever you're dealing with, it's, like... nothing is defensible when you're.
Oh yeah.
So
absolutely.
And you could even be like, yeah, you shouldn't kill people. And some, you know, devil's advocate like yourself would go, yeah, well, why? And then you're like, oh, I don't know, just don't.
Yeah, like if you adopt John Locke's second treatise of government, it states that literally everything the government does is ethical because it has to be. If we accept that the purpose of the government is to do things to protect its citizens' rights, then everything it does must be in that interest, right?
I heard Julian's been telling me you guys have been doing a lot of this.
It's weird
that you're looking at Locke in computer science.
I actually, so interesting enough, I did a paper on Locke about zombieism.
Really?
More of his like ethereal versus corporeal garbage for my FYS last year.
Huh.
And then I also did a paper about Locke in high school. He's a very interesting guy. He's done a lot.
Oh yeah, he's one of the foundational inspirations for our Constitution.
Yeah,
yeah, he's a pretty big dude. All right, enough of that.
Yeah, that was a lot. I'm sorry, guys. That was
I got really high frequency thinking.
Sports!
I was going to say,
no.
Ooh, speaking of sports.
I don't do sports.
Well, it doesn't matter, because now I do. Recent update in
now
my life.
Now I do.
I've recently become sporty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, not... All right, so I used to always watch the playoffs.
What kind of sports ball do you do?
I don't know anything about it. I've been spending my off time researching how hockey works.
God, that's such... That...
I learned how the playoffs work, but I've watched every single one of the everyone but one of the Rangers playoffs, and I enjoy it. I used to.
Oh yeah,
I
you
used
were
to
posting
be
the group me about that.
I used to be the quirky guy, like in
used to be.
I would be the kid who's like, oh, sports ball, oh, sports are stupid, and you're just try to validate yourself with. But now I watch them, and I'm like. Yeah, like it's fun as
yeah.
hell.
Oh yeah, I don't particularly like playing sports, but I'll watch a good
game. Oh, of course,
game.
Yeah, no. I can't.
Like, especially like, I love watching football. Football is so fun, but I would never play football.
Oh sure, and that's where I feel a little detached. I feel like I get that was always my criticism. Is like, why are you getting so invested in it? You know, but it's just contagious. It's just like it's crack.
I mean, you could also say the same thing about like movies. Why do you get so attached to characters? Like,
yeah, right.
TV
There's
shows,
no
stuff like that. Like,
yeah, that's
like,
even
you are
less
so,
feasible.
You are so far removed from the situation, but you still feel empathy and all towards.
Uh huh.
basically personas that don't even exist.
Yeah. I think Julian was like, I'm like, I don't get where this recent, you know, this recent love of hockey came from. I think part of it is it just reminds you of home, like if you're rooting for the home team and you're away, you're just like, all right, if they win, that, I don't know, it just, it makes you feel
it's a
like,
personal victory for you.
Yeah, but it just evokes memory. You're just like, all right, so that's a win for my state, you know, and that, I don't know,
yeah,
it's a good way
connection.
To tie yourself back.
That's valid.
But I don't think that's it. I just like watching Canadian guys punch each other in the let me tell you, that's what
it's
I like.
Ridiculous.
They basically, they took boxing, and what's that thing? Curling. They took boxing, curling, baseball and soccer, and they threw it all in one, and it's just a ton of fun. Just watching, it's the one thing I like about it is it's not like linear. Like, you know, like football, unless there's an interception, it's like, all right, you guys go this way, and we'll make you not go that way.
It's all over the place. It's ridiculous.
But yeah, hockey on a dime, you know, turns on a dime, and the game is completely changed. I was watching it yesterday. Usually, there's a huge uproar. Of course, they're playing Ottawa and in Canada, so they weren't at home. But the Rangers score in like that, and not a mouse stirring. Like nobody realized what happened because it happened so quickly.
Oh yeah,
and it's that is the nature of the game, and I love it. It's so and
it's
you're glued
very,
to, you're
it's
glued
very
to your
quick.
Seat the entire time because you're afraid. At least with some games. You know, I don't know, football, every now and then you can be like, all right, I'm going to get up. No one's going to throw a 100-yard touchdown right now. Hockey, if you're not glued to the scene, if you're not glued to your screen every second of the game, you risk missing something huge, which is awful. I told myself, all right, I'm going to watch 20 minutes of the game. And then about an hour later, I'm like, oh, no.
It just kind of, it engrosses you. I feel like you can... It's strange to think that time moves so differently depending on what you're doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm in class, 5 minutes will go by and it'll feel like an hour. But if I'm brushing my teeth before I'm late to class, 5 minutes will feel like 2 seconds.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
It's ridiculous. Time always seems to move quicker when you don't need it to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I wonder why that is.
Me too. There's definitely a science behind it, but I care not
some
to.
Some kind of science behind it.
I care not to look into it too much.
I thought, well, actually, who did I have? This is also a plug. There's a professor. Even
a lot of sponsors today.
Yeah. Well, this is a professor. I doubt he's going to give us his personal endowment. But,
Oh, I love that person.
No.
Just let me have that.
That was one of the only classes. This was Professor Fiola in the Gov Law Department. He lectures were like movies. You would walk into a lecture, and I would. There's a very few. I'm sure you've had this maybe one, at least once in your life. You've had a professor or a teacher where class time. Was you didn't even look at the clock, like
oh yeah,
I've
absolutely.
Had I had this guy I didn't even care, like I would look at the clock maybe just to out of habit, but it wasn't me gluing my eyes to the minute hands.
Yeah, every
come
10
on,
seconds
get over there. Yeah, yeah. That was an incredible class. Just having a good as far as making. What I've noticed is in high school, and well, this is kind of obvious, but in high school, I used to spend about an hour a day in class, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in college, the work is autonomous because you spend far more time doing work outside of class.
Yes,
than you do
absolutely.
In class. What's the rationale, though? Like, I get you're supposed to be autonomous and teaching you independence and independent research skills and whatnot, but I'm paying tuition. Like, I mean, this isn't to say, all right, I'm dropping out, but in college in general, not here, it's predominantly reading texts, unless, of course, like, I'm talking about for any of the social sciences, honestly, any discipline is mostly reading the book, learning the material, and then partially reinforcing in class. So, you take out the hour or 2 hours of class you have a week, 2 to 3 hours of class a week, it's predominantly you teaching yourself.
I think the thing about that is that the professor is there to kind of foster the learning. Like, if I have to learn calculus for some reason, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to go out and teach that to myself. The professor is going, I'm going to sit down, he's going to tell me what I need to know about a certain part of the textbook at that point in time. Right. And then he's going to tell me what problems I need to do to solidify that in my head.
True.
I'm not going out and reading the textbook, right?
Yeah,
because that's masochistic. Also, I think professors also exist to...
That's a good choice of words.
Yeah, professors also exist in order not only to foster the learning, but enable it in a sense such that, like, if I'm reading a textbook and I don't understand it at all, like, can you help me out with this? Can you give me some, you know...
I mean, well, that doesn't negate the need for professors, but what about the institution? Because you could just as easily disseminate that information online. Really? Like, absent the personal tutor, I would just pay for the tutor and then get the main course lesson online. I don't think internet institutions are that unlikely. Internet, you know, colleges.
Like getting a degree online.
Yeah, I know that sounds bizarre, but really think about it.
No, yeah, that's fair. Like, it is definitely a viable route for people, like, for some people.
The only other thing that living on campus and going to class offers you is perhaps opportunity for forum discussion and a tutor. But I would just hire a tutor then, you know?
Well, I think the most of the point of college is to get that experience. You know, camaraderie, proximity to people.
Well, sure,
like,
yeah.
Who are like-minded.
I think it serves... a very useful, a compelling purpose in that regard. But other than that, you know, I'm gonna go to message.
I have the same message.
Oh, did you? Yeah, yeah. That was
the groomer.
It's just all our friends, guys. All right, it is 5:50. We've only got 10 minutes left, so it's probably about time to play our last two songs.
And then sign off?
And then sign off. Do you got something on cue?
I don't, but I could find one within 10 seconds.
All right, that's good. I'll get us ready over on the other front.
Oh, yeah, I forget what it is. It is not explicit, thank God, because we can't do that. So up next is New Bohemia by Transviolet.
New Bohemia by Transviolet, and we will be right back. Enjoy the music, enjoy the weather. We'll see you soon. Girls in the high tops dancing for days. Guys in the gold pants talking new slang. Rolling through cities like a storm. Kids on the corner shaking spray paint. Making their mark on the sons, 'cause life is beautiful. No ties, no fear. We're living in the minute. We came, we saw, not stopping till we get it. Just love, just lie. We'll start a revolution in waves. We crash, one voice. Making
Welcome back, guys. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio.